Hello everyone, it's Yana here, or Jian Zuen. It's the 3rd of October today, and that's actually really suitable for this boo because that's German Reunification Day. So today, 24 years ago, East and West Germany became one country again, and the Germans have a bank holiday today as well. But this boo is actually for October Day 3, a song that describes your childhood. Now again, not a particular song came to mind. So I had a look on Google for East German children's songs because I thought there were quite a few songs and they were all in pretty much the same vein. So and I was also lucky, thanks to YouTube, I found this one called Wir tragen die blaue Fahne, We are carrying the blue flag. And I think I might actually stick the link on the boo in case anyone wants to have a look at the video, because it's got lots of pictures from, I guess, the 70s and 80s of East Germany. So if you want to have a look at that. So this song is all about the German youth organisation, the Young Pioneers. So what you need to know is that in East Germany, all the children had to join the Pioneers, which was an organisation very similar to the Scouts, actually, only it wasn't optional to join. And I actually meant to talk about this in my series of boos about East Germany and growing up there, so I might go into this in a bit more detail at a later stage. But what you need to know is that we had the Junge Pioniere, the Young Pioneers, so that's where you joined as soon as you started school. We had a uniform of a white shirt and a blue tie and blue skirt or trousers and a kind of a blue cap to wear, and I had, which we hardly ever used actually. And then 4 years later, I think it was, we joined the Tillmann Pioniere, the Tillmann Pioneers. Ernst Tillmann had been a prominent resistance fighter in the Second World War. He was captured by the Nazis and killed, he was basically a symbol of the resistance. Lots of streets named after him, so the Tillmann Pioneers, the uniform stayed the same, but we had a red tie. And and then at the age of 14, we all joined the Freie Deutsche Jugend, the Free German Youth, and then we got a different uniform. It was just a blue shirt with the badge with the logo on the sleeve, and we all had our greetings, etc. But as I said, I'll talk about all this at a later stage for those who are more interested in that. But this song that I found, I thought it was very typical of the time. There were lots of songs, a lot of them were marches, they were all very cheerful, they all talked about life in the GDR and how great it was, and how happy we all were. And don't get me wrong, it was a very happy childhood. The only thing I resented was having to join organisations like this. I'd rather have been just left to my own devices and do what I want to do. I think a lot of these songs were penned during GDR times, specifically for the purpose of, we would sing them as we were hiking. You always had to sing a cheerful song, or at assemblies or large gatherings of pioneers. So there was a lot of these songs that were about, and that we all learned in the music lessons. So and this one, I thought, I remember this one, I learned this one at some point. So this one is sung by the choir of a special music school. So that would have been very good. Right. So without any further ado, I'll just play you the song off YouTube. Here goes. Or not. Has everyone survived that? Now you know what I had to put out with when I was little. Anyway, yeah, so seid bereit, ihr Pioniere. That was the greeting. Seid bereit, as in be ready. And we had to say immer bereit, always ready. There you go. Anyway, thank you for listening. If you made it this far, I won't blame you if you switched off halfway through that song. Yeah, that was quite typical for the era. Anyway, thank you very much for listening. Bye for now.